Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging with me because we got Mark Coker on the show, folks. Mark's a new friend, but he and I have a mutual friend in Dan Pointer. Dan introduced us, and as you know, Dan's a friend of ours, so Mark, it makes Mark our friend, and he's the founder of Smashwords, and this is an internet platform that's making available ebooks to consumers and to people who want to buy them through the electronic process, which typically means that you save money, but you get them in a different format. And one of the things he's doing a great job of is helping independent booksellers, authors who don't have a national publishing house association and who just want to write their books and get the word out. And so we're going to talk about, first I want to talk with him about the industry itself. Mark Coker, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the great success of Smashwords.
Well, thank you.
It's exciting for you, I know, and it's because you've struck a nerve. And what you're doing, Mark, is another element, another chapter in this paradigm shift book that's been written over, I'm going to say, the last 15 years. I think we can boil it down and nuggetize it down to that size. The last 15 years, prior to that, as you may have heard me say in the opening, Mark, the publishing industry, the macro publishing industry, newspapers, magazines, books, whatever, music, even music, hadn't changed all that much, very little really, since Gutenberg invented the press in the 15th century. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. You know, for the last 200 years or so, traditional, you know, big publishers have controlled the means of book production. You know, they controlled the printing press.
The distribution of information.
And the distribution. If you wanted to reach an audience with your book, you needed to work with a publisher because they controlled access to the brick-and-mortar shelves, to the front shelves there at Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, over the last 10, 15 years, the traditional book publishing industry has struggled as it faces increased competition from alternative media, lower-cost media, and the Internet. And this has made it more difficult for them to take risks on unproven authors. So it's more difficult than ever to mm-hmm. get a traditional publishing deal. And then even those authors lucky enough to get a traditional publishing deal are finding that those relationships are unsatisfying.
Well, you know, Mark, this is the publishing industry to me, especially the book publishing industry, well, really any element of the publishing industry, is a cautionary tale for small business owners, and here's why I say that. For a long time now, I've been encouraging my audience, small business owners, to understand this concept. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. It's okay to be in love with publishing, but you can't fall in love with the printing press. You can't fall in love with a bound book. Now, that doesn't mean people are going to not have printing presses ever again or not ever going to buy a bound book. It just means that it's not going to be either or. It's going to be both and. What do you think?
Oh, I agree with that completely. The book, what we think of as the book, as the printed book, it doesn't represent the entirety of what a book is. A book is a collection of words and knowledge. And the paper that carries most books, it's just the medium.
Right.
So, you know, if you look at, so print is one way to deliver a book. Digital is another way to deliver a book.
It's very similar to me to, you know, I've always said that a lot of the music that I've grown up with, Mark, with rock and roll, if you take the music away, a lot of that's poetry. and it's just poetry put to music. And so, you know, it's all poetry, and of course there's some music that's not that poetic, but you see my point. And as you say, the music is the medium that gets it out to you. It transports the information to you. A piece of paper in a book or a magazine or a newspaper is the same thing. But now that we have the electronic, that's standing the entire publishing empire, the entire publishing universe on its ear, isn't it?
Definitely. It's a disruptive change in publishing, because with the move to digital books, now the means of production and distribution are no longer controlled by five or six big publishers. Now the means of publication and distribution are available to everyone. So mm-hmm. we've seen a dramatic democratization of, you know, the ability to publish and the ability to distribute.
Well, and here's another thing that humans seem to like a lot, and that's more choices. We seem to like choices. And so the point is that I can either buy a book and I can hold it in my hands and I can pay $25 for that, for the pleasure of that, if that's what I want. Or I can get it electronically, the newspaper or the book or whatever, and I can theoretically, typically pay less than that, pay, you know, some like half of that or maybe even less than that, or maybe even get it for free. I can get that if I'm willing to read it electronically. And so you've got people who are one kind of consumer, people who are another kind of consumer, and people who do both.
Right. What you're seeing with digital is really just an extension of the ongoing evolution of different book formats. You know, originally mm-hmm. we had the hardcover, which now sells for $25, $30, and then there was the trade paperback size, which is $15, yep. and then the mass market paperback that you find at airports for, you know, $7.
Right.
And now we've got ebooks as an additional format, and, you know, ebooks, as you, you know, correctly note, range in price from free to, you know, $3, $4, $5,
$10. Right.
They're much more affordable. They're instantly accessible. They provide the customer immediate gratification. They press a couple buttons, and presto, they're reading the book.
But just like the paper, though, they've got to be accessible in some medium. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. We'll take a break in a second. Give us your website,
Mark. www.smashwords.com.
How many books do you have there available?
We are currently publishing 6,851 books as of this second.
Wow. How about that, folks? So check it out, smashwords.com. And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get Mark to tell us about how it works. How does he pull this off? How does this happen? And what do you have to do to be able to consume these books? What kind of equipment? What kind of technology do you need to be able to use this? And what's in it for you? That's the big deal, right? You're the customer. What's in it for you? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.